Dave Wunstead, Bears head coach for six seasons.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
He has the greatest mustache you've ever seen.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Yeah, others a cause. The mustache.
When he hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you very much.
Dave Wunstead.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Coach Wunstead, and he, of course, is here in studio with us. And Dave, dare we open with a prayer? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, only if it's a Hail Mary. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's, you know what? Yeah, I know we got to talk about it here today. I just hope that Tuesday is the end of it. The players come, today's a day off,
yep.
Game plan day. The players come in tomorrow. And seriously, that cannot be a topic of conversation.
That's naive, isn't it?
That's going to be a topic.
That's an indelible mark on this entire season and his coaching resume.
Yeah, I get all that, but they got to try to beat Arizona.
Well, that you don't want to lose two games in one game.
Oh.
And that was a bad ending to a game and a really bad way to lose a game if you lose two games over it. And by the way, they're not favorites on the road this week. They are dogs. They're getting a point and a half. That's not good. That you know, you're going to come crashing down to earth if you wind up at 500 after that game.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to – Flus needs to deal with it however he's going to deal with it today, ASAP. You know, when they come in tomorrow – I mean, this is just how I'd handle it. When they come in tomorrow, I mean, it's Arizona everywhere in that locker room, guys. I would probably go – a little bit high school Harry as far as overboard with the Kyler Murray pictures. And let's on these bulletin boards, everywhere I want Arizona, guys, so that they, you know, the outside world might be talking about this till Friday.
Well, in fairness, though, it's more than just the outside world. We heard from Kevin Byard. We heard from Cole Kmet. We heard from Jalen Johnson. We heard from DJ Moore. All four guys, respected veterans in that locker room, said yesterday things that could be construed as questioning the authority and judgment of their head coach. How would you handle that?
Well, I tell you, the first thing, you know, and Stevenson, I mean, I'm wearing my national championship ring today, I guess, and I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for the kid because I like the kid. But the reality is, let's look at the history of these guys. I mean, when you get into the NFL, it's about 75% mental if you got the ability. This kid's got the ability.
Yep.
Okay, put that aside. But really, personal fouls, pass interference. Someone told me he busted a coverage in the game, gave up a pass play.
Yep, 61 yards.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's...
And he poked a guy. He had a personal foul. He poked a guy in the eye.
You know what I mean? There's a history here, is what I'm saying, guys. There's a history here with this guy. And unless he gets his... the mental part of being a professional, Don, the guy's going to – he's going to cost you. Is this any different than a quarterback throws interceptions? What do we do? Said he can't play.
Right.
Put him on a bench.
Yeah.
A running back fumbles, you know, swerving, curving, you cut him. You know what I mean? You know, on the sidelines. Remember?
Yeah.
My point –
so what'd you do with Tyreek?
Would you bench him?
Coach, you got to sit him and say, listen, you know, that's – right now – you're detrimental to this football team winning. And you need to prove it, not just to me. This is a team thing. Flus got to make decisions for a team. But you have to prove to this football team and me and everybody in here that you're going to be the show up early, stay
Amen.
Late. You are going to bust your tail, guys.
You can't tolerate it.
I'll tell you something.
And Terrell Smith, let's not lose sight. And I know I'm jumping here. But the corner that they drafted out of Minnesota.
Is a good player.
Up 2 years ago, it was a battle with training camp. We were all there. And Flus was trying to make a decision who gets the edge. So, I mean, and I don't want to say they got a guy, but they got a guy that I think can go in and
play.
They
got a guy.
You know?
They got a guy.
So, I mean, I get it. But the thing is, the whole league, I mean, it's literally the number one story in the league. Everyone's talking about it. I heard Bill Belichick talking about how you defend the Hail Mary. I heard the former Steelers coach Bill Cowher saying you need to call a timeout there. I think everybody's being asked about it and everyone's talking about it. They all know what happened. Everyone knows what happened.
Yeah.
If you do not do something, if you don't do anything with Tyreek Stevenson, you're kind of, everyone knows you're soft as a grape.
Or tone deaf.
That you're not disciplined.
Or both.
That you're, that, I mean, honest to God, you almost have to do something whether you want to or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're right. I mean, you can't stick your head in the sand on this here, because then it'll be the next guy, even though you say, well, not really. But you know what? Let me make this point. When I was, Chicago? No, I was at the Dolphins, and we had a player going on a repeated, different circumstance, a different position, okay? And it was killing me because I was trying to make it work.
What was he doing? Like bad play or
and it was just inconsistency, a penalty, inconsistency,
late
stuff in the locker room that no one knows about, never came out. You know, and my point is, it was killing me as a coach. And finally, I met with our leadership, and it was Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor. I'll be honest with you. And Zach said, "Coach, we've had enough of this guy. I don't know where you're at."
Yeah.
And boy, did I said, you know what? That was the best news I heard. And I got rid of him, and we moved on, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping. I love DJ Moore's comment. As a captain, I have a responsibility to deal with this. So, I mean, that was a strong statement. Now, you know, they're going to love the kid and give him another chance. I get all that. But what are you doing right now to – because it's not just one player. You know, it's going to affect the entire team and the mentality.
That's a great point, Dave.